This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, Spinners. Cardi B has already settled on a baby name. The 25-year-old rapper, who's pregnant with her first child, revealed this week that fiancé Offset of Migos has already come up with the perfect moniker for their new addition. "My dude named the baby," she said. "I really like the name," unquote. However, she wouldn't say what it is. Ah, come on, Cardi B, spill the beans. Jeez, I hope it's not beans. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost have made the relationship official. The Black Widow actress and Saturday Night Live star were arm-in-arm at her Avengers Infinity War premiere in Hollywood. The couple met when she hosted SNL in 2006. They weren't romantically linked, though, until Johansson finalized her divorce after 2 years of marriage. Well, that's a good code of conduct. An animated Fast and Furious series has been ordered at Netflix. This marks an expansion of the company's deal with DreamWorks Animation Television. In the series, Tony Toretto follows in the footsteps of his cousin Dom when he and his friends are recruited by the government to infiltrate an elite racing league serving as a front for a crime organization bent on world domination. Cool. Showtime's 8th season of Homeland will be the last. Star Claire Danes said she's conflicted about ending the run, but looking forward to it. Danes said, quote, "She's a lot, this Carrie Mathison. She's under constant duress," unquote. Danes is also expecting her second child, and meanwhile, there's been talk of relaunching the show with a new cast. Ah, it's the last season for her. The black loafers Michael Jackson used to perform his signature moonwalk for the first time on stage are going up for auction for $10,000. Jackson wore the leather shoes during his iconic performance of Billie Jean at the 25th anniversary Motown TV special in 1983. It happens on May 26th, mere months before what would have been his 60th birthday. Wow, I wonder if they smell. Speaking of the Jacksons, Paris Jackson posted an Instagram video of herself walking along the ledge of a skyscraper, and it gave her family flashbacks. One relative compared it to the infamous incident in which Paris's father, Michael, dangled his then-infant son Blanket over a fourth-floor balcony of his Berlin hotel. Her family's worried because of her troubled past, including 3 suicide attempts. Yikes. Carrie Underwood is finally giving us details about the November accident that left her with a broken wrist and 50 stitches on her face. "I just fell down. I was taking the dogs out to go do their thing before bed, and I just got clumsy and tripped," the singer said. She added that the hardest part about the aftermath of the fall was losing the use of her wrist. Ah, get well soon, Carrie. Your husband could use a hand. Trainwreck proved to be a tough act to follow. Amy Schumer's next leading role, last year's Snatched, only opened with $19 million. Her new flick, I Feel Pretty, has also struggled critically, earning a 33% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's inspired a lot of criticism for its somewhat muddled message of body acceptance. Schumer responded with a... An Oklahoma high school student was in shock when actor The Rock greeted the school over the loudspeaker system. Senior Katie Kelsenberg had asked him to her prom via Twitter last week. Well, he couldn't attend because he was shooting a film, plus his wife just had a baby girl. But he rented out a local theater and treated her and her friends to a private screening of Rampage. Popcorn and soft drinks included. Nice guy. An opioid addiction may have previously landed Kanye West in the hospital in November of 2016, according to a friend of Kanye's. That was believed at the time to be the result of exhaustion and dehydration, with reports of the rapper also battling depression and paranoia. Not a good combination. Now we're learning more, and it looks like drugs were the cause. Ah, so that's why he was so nuts. Smallville star turned accused sex slaver Allison Mack is looking to cut a deal with the feds. Mack's lawyers and federal prosecutors have agreed to delay proceedings against her until May 3rd because they're engaged in plea negotiations. Mack was the number two in a sex cult run by Keith Raniere under the guise of his upstate self-help group, Nexium. You know, you can't make this stuff up. The Oath, the L.A. set crime drama from executive producer 50 Cent, is returning for a second season on Sony's Crackle streaming network. According to Sony, The Oath Season 1, which premiered March 8th with the release of all 10 episodes, has been Crackle's most-watched original series ever and currently has the highest viewer retention rate. Man, that Fitty sure has the golden touch. The Kardashians are closing up shop. Kim said, quote, "After 12 years, my sisters and I have decided to close the doors of our Dash stores. We've loved running Dash, but in the last few years, we've all grown so much individually. We've been busy running our own brands, as well as being moms and balancing work with our families," unquote. Yep, and now their employees are all out of work. Idiots. Has been. Heather Locklear's BF, Chris Heiser, has been charged with four misdemeanor charges stemming from his DUI arrest in February. The 56-year-old contractor and former AMA motocross racer was arrested just a few hours after Locklear was also arrested for battery of Chris and three policemen who showed up to break up the disturbance. Wow, the mighty have fallen. The Trash Bin. Blac Chyna's mother's $1 million lawsuit against talk show host Wendy Williams, in which she claimed the sharp-tongued talk show host made comments that caused her stress and depression, has been dismissed. Why? Because Williams was never served with papers, and Blac Chyna's mom never showed up to court. Can you say a big flaky bowl of BS? Yep, idiots.
The news wrap-up.
Google parent Alphabet beat Q1 earnings expectations with over $31 billion in revenue. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings' pay package rose 5% in 2017 to $24.4 million. YouTube deleted 8 million videos in Q4, mostly porn and spam. Your data could be exposed to web trackers if you're using Facebook's login feature for other sites. Oops.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Avengers Infinity War is the new number one film.
The number one album.
J. Cole enters the charts at number one with K.O.D.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition returns to the top of the charts.
The number one book.
A Higher Loyalty by former FBI Director James Comey is the number one nonfiction book.
Nicki Minaj first gained attention for her mixtape she put out back in 2007. Minaj released her first studio album, Pink Friday, in 2010, which hit number one on the U.S. charts. Since then, Minaj has sold 60 million singles and over 5 million albums worldwide, making her the best-selling female rapper of all time. She's had six pop hits, Super Bass, Starships, Bang Bang, Anaconda, Motorsport, and now here's her latest and sixth pop hit. It's the song of the week, Chun-Li.
Look like I'm going for a swim. Dunk on him now, swinging off the rim. Can't coming off the bench. While I'm coming off the court, fully drenched. Here goes some hater rain, get your thirst quenched. Style doing him in this Burberry trench. These birds copy every word, every inch. But gang gang got the hammer and the wrench. I pull up in that quarter milli off the lot. Oh, now she trying to be friends like I forgot. Show off my diamonds like he's signed by the rock. Ain't pushing out his baby's telly by the rock. Ayo, I been on, you been con. Bentley tints on, Fendi prints on. I mean, I been song, X-Men been formed. He keep on dialing Nicki like the Prince song. I been on, you been con. Bentley tints on, Fendi prints on. Ayo, I been off, Laura Bencroft. Play say Chung Lee, drop the bins off. How many of them coulda did it with finesse? Now everybody like she really is the best. You played checkers, couldn't beat me playing chess. Now I'm about to turn around and beat my chest. Ayo, I been on, you been con. Bentley tints on, Fendi prints on. I mean, I been song.
That was Nicki Minaj with the song of the week, Chunky. I mean Chun-Li. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.